Good evening, this is Patrick Donahue. Appreciate you listening to Bible Crossfire every Sunday night at this time. We allow you to call in with your Bible questions or comments. Any Bible topic is fair game. The number to call, if you have a Bible question or comment, just as the announcer just said, is 877-655-6755. While we're waiting on our first call, I thought we'd talk about the woman's role as taught by the Bible. You know, I guesstimate about 75% of congregations in America allow women to preach from the pulpit. But how do you reconcile that with this verse, 1 Corinthians 14:34 and 35? Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church. I don't know if I've ever can remember a verse that's any clearer on any subject than this is. It's not vague at all. It says women should keep silence in the churches. It says they're not permitted, it's not permitted unto them to speak. It says it's a shame for women to speak in the church. Again, that's 1 Corinthians 14:34 and 35. Now, verse 23, I think, helps us to see the context here. It says, if therefore the whole church be come together into one place. So we're talking about the church assembly here when it says the women are not to speak in the church. When the whole church assembles into one place, the women are to keep silence. They're not permitted unto them to speak. It's a shame for women to speak in the church assembly, 1 Corinthians 14:34 and 35. Yet, I guesstimate about 75% of congregations in America allow women to preach from the pulpit, even though this verse is so clearly against it. How could God have made it any clearer? In 1 Timothy 2:11 and 12, we read something that teaches the same thing about what we call women preachers, women preaching from the pulpit, etc. Here's the quote. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection, but I suffer not, or I allow not, a woman to teach nor usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. When a woman preaches from the pulpit, she's teaching over the men in the audience. So 1 Corinthians 14 says it's a shame for women to speak in the church. 1 Timothy 2:11 and 12 says a woman is not allowed to teach over the man, a position of authority over teaching over the man like a woman would do if she is preaching in the church assembly. Yet most churches, as I say, allow it. Most churches don't go by the Bible. Does the church you worship with go by the Bible? Do they allow women to preach from the pulpit? You need to ask yourself why if they do, considering the passages in the Bible that are so clearly against it. Nancy from Cleveland, Ohio, go ahead with your Bible question or comment, please.
Thank you so much. I really enjoy your show. I wanted to ask, I read in the Bible where we're to be good custodians of the earth and the animals and living beings. But, you know, in the Bible, I know sacrifices were necessary, but they don't seem to have very high regard for animals in the Bible. And it's just contradictory to me. We're supposed to take care of the earth and the animals and everything, but yet they're treated so poorly in the Bible. So, I mean, do you have any suggestions? Like, you know, I recycle. I try to be I just wanted to know what we're really expected to do when it comes to taking care of animals now.
Nancy, where in the Bible are you thinking it says we're supposed to have such high regard for animals? What verse?
No, not high regard. There was a verse, I'm sorry, I'm in the car, so I don't know the exact verse, but it's where we're supposed to be good custodians of the earth and the animals on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking you. Where is that verse? I don't remember any verse such as that.
You know, I'll have to call back another time with it, but I'm just trying to be a good person, you know, humane. And that kind of thing. And it's like, I just wasn't sure. I apologize. I wasn't prepared. You know, I didn't think I was going to get through tonight, but,
okay.
I was just wondering if you have any thoughts on, you know, how we're supposed to do with non-human, you know, responsibilities as a Christian.
Nancy, find that passage and call next week. I'm not sure that it exists. Let me mention to you a few things. Okay.
Yes, please.
the Bible does teach that we are to treat animals humanely, but the Bible doesn't teach what I'll call them the environmentalists, what they say about animals, that life of an animal is anywhere close to the life or equal to the life of a human. It's nothing like that. The irony of having all these laws against killing an animal when you have a law that allows abortion, the killing of little babies inside the mother's womb, it seems so contradictory. The Bible teaches, yes, we are to treat animals with respect, but they are to be used for... God put us into, gave us dominion over the animals, and we can use them to for food or for work. The Bible teaches all of that. Nancy, thank you for your call.
Thank you. I will call next time. I'll be more prepared. Thank you so much.
I'll try to be more prepared myself.
Thank you. God bless you.
Edward from St. Louis, go ahead with your Bible question or comment, please.
Well, just the comment of Nancy talked about the animals, and Proverbs 12:10 mentions it. I was just responding to that.
Yeah, and that's the verse I had in mind. Let me read that. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. So obviously we're to regard the life of an animal. We're not to treat them cruelly, according to that verse. Thanks for pointing that verse out, Edward. That's the verse I had in mind, but I didn't have it. I couldn't find it right off the bat when I was looking for it.
All right. Thank you.
And so the Bible does teach we're not to treat animals cruelly. When we do treat an animal cruelly, that shows we have a bad attitude, I think. This verse shows that we are to regard the life of an animal, but at the same time, animals were used in the Bible for food, for animal sacrifice. So the life of an animal is not to be put on par with the life of a human. If you have a Bible question or comment, give us a call at 877-655-6755. So we're talking about this, all the churches that allow women to preach from their pulpit, and we've seen these verses that show it's clearly against God's will. Sometimes people will say, well, that was just the culture of that day, but I suggest to you the Bible is not intended to change with culture. For example, to illustrate that, we read Psalms 33, verse 11. The Bible says, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. So a conclusion we can reach from that is that God's counsel is not just cultural in duration, not just temporary duration. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. And then likewise, Jeremiah 6, verse 16. Stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths. Where's the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Now this passage makes no sense if God's way continually changes with custom. Continually changes just because the world does it. So when God says it's a shame for women to speak in the church, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 35, that's intended to be the rule all the way throughout this dispensation, until the second coming of Christ, until the end of the world. It is not right for women to preach from the pulpit. These verses show that it's against God's will. A lot of times ladies say, I was called by the Holy Spirit to preach. Why would the Holy Spirit call a woman to preach the gospel, and I'm talking about from the pulpit in the church assembly, when the Holy Spirit wrote these verses that said it's a shame for women to speak in the church, they're not to teach over the man? 1 Corinthians 14, 34 and 35, and 1 Timothy 2, 11 and 12. And then, going beyond that, the idea of women pastors, Titus 1, 5 through 6 is given the qualifications for pastors or elders. It says, for this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders, that's the pastor or the bishop, ordain elders in every city as I had appointed thee. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly. So one of the qualifications of an elder or bishop or a pastor is to be the husband of one wife. Why is that? Because the pastor is in a position of leadership, and the woman is not to take the leadership position over the man. We read that from 1 Timothy 2:11-12. The woman is not to usurp authority over the man. 1 Corinthians 11:3 says, "But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God." And so man is the head in a position of authority over the woman. That's why the woman cannot be a pastor. The pastor, one of the qualifications is to be the husband of one wife, and a woman cannot be the husband of one wife. She can't be a husband, period. Sherry from Asheville, North Carolina, go ahead with your Bible question or comment, please.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can, Sherry. Can you hear me?
Yes, okay. I have been so confused over this. I know about when Paul was talking, addressing the issue, I had understood that at this time, like, women would gather on one side and the men would gather on the other side. And then, you know, he was trying to get order together, and women would be, you know, hollering across the room, asking their husband something, or asking whatever. Okay, I don't think that's technically in the Bible, but...
No, that's not in the Bible. Somebody made that up. I've heard that before. Somebody made that up just to try to justify their unscriptural practice.
Okay.
It's completely made up.
What happens if you don't have a husband? Do I get to go around the rest of my life never asking, teaching, spreading the gospel?
No. No, the Bible actually commands in Titus chapter 2 the aged women to teach the younger women. So, for example, my wife might have a ladies' Bible class over at her house and teach the gospel to those ladies or the children. But what we're talking about in 1 Corinthians 14 is when the whole church comes together into one place. Many churches have Sunday school time for about an hour. Then they leave those different classrooms and come into the church assembly, and they all come together in one place. That second hour was what we're talking about. A woman cannot, what we call preaching from the pulpit. She's not to speak in the church. But before that, in the Sunday school hour, it's perfectly permissible for her to teach other women or children as long as she does not teach or usurp authority over the man. 1 Timothy 2:11-12. Do you follow what I'm saying, Sherry? There's plenty of opportunities for women to teach the gospel. That's not the only place. Matter of fact, 99% of the Bible teaching I do is outside the church assembly. So I have a lot of I have a lot of Bible studies just with one-on-one with people in their homes throughout my community. Right. A woman could do that. She could teach another lady one-on-one in her community. There's no reason to say the only place she can teach is in the church assembly. The Bible says there it's a shame for women to speak in the church. You see what I'm saying, Sherry?
That they shouldn't speak in the church. I'm just asking, is that exactly what it says?
Well, 1 Corinthians 14:34-35, let your women keep silence in the churches. And then at the end of the verse 35, it's a shame for women to speak in the church. Doesn't mean it's wrong for her to speak at Burger King, for example, or in her house. And as I said, in Titus chapter 2, the command is there that the aged women teach the younger women. Well, so they are actually commanded to teach the Bible. It's just not in the church, in the church assembly.
Does an evangelist count?
Evangelist? A lot of people have different definitions for evangelist, but
like,
the bottom line is the woman is not... Yeah, she's teaching. She's teaching in the church. She's teaching over men. So she's in direct violation of 1 Corinthians 14:34-35. 1 Timothy 2:11-12 says, "I suffer not or allow not a woman to teach nor usurp authority over the man." And Joyce Meyer does that regularly. She claims to be a follower of Christ, but she does these things in direct violation of what Christ's law says. Rex from Texas, go ahead with your Bible question or comment, please.
Yes, I just want to say that only from the experience I've had with churches that the only place the women don't have a voice in is, you know, is in the priesthood and the temple. Of course, there's a difference, between the church and the temple. But the only place that a woman doesn't have a voice in is just in the priesthood and the temple. so I
Rex, thank you for your call. You know, we were talking about women pastors, and we showed out that a pastor has to be the husband of one wife, and that rules out the woman right there, because the woman cannot take a leadership role over the man, and that's what a pastor is. It says in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3, the head of the woman is the man. The man takes the leadership role. Yet, I have this quote from October 2015 from the internet that 20% of mainline Protestant churches are led by women. In other words, that 20% of mainline Protestant churches have a woman as their pastor. When the Bible says one of the qualifications of a pastor is that a pastor must be the husband of one wife. None of these women are husbands. They're all women. They're violating Titus 1, 5 through 6, and also 1 Timothy chapter 3 that gives the qualifications for an elder that he be the husband of one wife. They're violating 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3 that says that the man is the head of the woman. They have these women pastors, but the Bible shows that women are not to preach in the church, that they're not supposed to be elders, bishops, pastors. Those are all three names for the same office. When it comes to the family, Ephesians 5, 22 through 23 reads this way. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. Now, what does it mean when it says Christ is the head of the church? Well, it's an analogy to our body. Our head, our brain, takes the leadership of our body. You might say it bosses it around, right? It tells the rest of the body what to do. So when it says Christ is the head of the church, that's saying that Christ is in the leadership role of the church. He instructs the church what to do. He bosses the church. He's in authority over the church. He's the one that tells the church what to do. So when it says the husband is the head of the wife, that means that in the family, the husband is the head. He's the boss. He takes the leadership role. The wife is to submit to him, as verse 22 says. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband. I know this is not politically correct, but this is what the Bible teaches. I'm going to read it again. Ephesians 5, 22 and 23. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. Again, not politically correct, but it's what the Bible says. Yet, in our society, in America, we've gotten away from this teaching that the woman's role is to be in subjection to the man. The woman is not to preach in the church, 1 Corinthians 14, 34 and 35. She's not allowed to teach nor usurp authority over the man, 1 Timothy 2, 11 and 12. The pastor is supposed to be the husband of one wife, not a wife. The head of the woman is the man, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3. Now, most churches don't think it matters whether or not it allows women preachers, evidently, because most churches have preachers. By the way, the number to call if you have a Bible question or comment is 877-655-6755. If you have a Bible question or comment, give us a call at 877-655-6755. As I said, these passages are crystal clear. It's a shame for women to speak in the church, yet probably 75% of churches in America and Canada allow women to preach from their pulpit. I think the idea is this, well, even though that's what the Bible says, we don't think that it matters, so we're going to do it anyway. You mean it doesn't matter what the Bible says when you're talking about church? It doesn't matter? Jesus said in Matthew 15, verse 9, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Now, a doctrine, a teaching, is either comes from God, meaning it's in the Bible, or it didn't come from God. If it didn't come from God, if it's not found in the Bible, it's a commandment of men. And people that teach and practice the commandments of men, the Bible says their worship is in vain, useless or worthless. Now, this idea of allowing women to preach from the pulpit, is that authorized by God or is that a commandment of men? It's obviously a commandment of men. It directly contradicts what God says, what the Bible says. So people who teach and practice this idea of allowing churches that allow women to preach from the pulpit, their worship is in vain, according to Matthew 15, verse 9. Now, five verses later in verse 14, Jesus said, they be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Does that Does that tell us that it doesn't matter whether or not we allow preachers, women preachers? This says that the blind lead the blind, both shall fall in the ditch. The blind leader is the false teacher. The blind follower is us if we allow that blind leader to lead us astray. The ditch represents the bad place being lost. So if we allow, if we follow this idea of allowing women to preach from the pulpit, then we're going to fall into the ditch just like the people who are allowing it. It matters what we believe and teach. Paul said in Galatians 1, 6 through 8, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And so it says if we follow a different gospel than what's in the Bible, we're going to be accursed. That means lost spiritually. So it does matter what we believe and teach. It does matter whether or not we follow this passage that says the women are to keep silence in the church. It matters. If God said that, we ought to do what he says. Sonny from Omaha, Nebraska. Go ahead with your Bible question or comment, please.
Yeah. Hey, what denomination are you, may I ask?
I'm a member of a non-denominational congregation. It's Church of Christ, and it's in Huntsville, Alabama. We're not directly tied to any other congregation. We're completely independent. And our goal, we're not perfect necessarily, but our goal is to try to follow the Bible exactly.
Amen to that. Well, my wife, this just happened about a month ago. My wife hears from God like nobody I've ever seen in my life. And my wife and I go overseas, and she goes to the Philippines, Latin Africa, and I go to Africa. And about a month ago, she turned around, and God gave her a word. It was about somebody who was having chest pains, and the guy stepped up, and she laid hands on the guy and prayed. She goes, you've got a leaky valve. You got a valve that's leaking. He went to the doctor's on Tuesday, and he had a valve that was leaking, and it saved his life. Now, if she was to keep quiet in church, why would God have told her what was going on with this man's life?
Well, did she speak up and speak to the whole congregation?
Yeah, it was at church. And
if she spoke in the church, then God didn't do that for her. God doesn't allow women to speak in the church. He says they're not to do that. 1 Corinthians 14, 34 and 35.
So the devil did it to give God glory.
I didn't say that.
If it wasn't from God, who gave it to her?
It was from her.
How would she know this guy had a leaky valve, though?
Sonny.
Yes.
We don't know anything except what God says. We don't know anything.
No, you can't.
All right, now listen to this verse, Sonny.
But you can say many times I've heard the verse. My question is, how would my wife know?
She didn't know. Here's what the verse says. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church. So, if a woman speaks in the church, she's in violation of this passage. Okay? The Holy Spirit does not tell people, women, to speak up to the church. Because this passage, the Holy Spirit said not to. If you have a Bible question or comment, please call us at 877-655-6755. 1 minute. I'm told I've got 1 minute. Let's go to James chapter 2, verse 10. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. Next, let's go to 2 John verses 9 through 11. We're running out of time. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. So this passage says if we don't abide in the doctrine, the teaching of Christ, we do not have God. We can't be saved. Now, the doctrine or the teaching of Christ says it's a shame for women to speak in the church. Let your women keep silence in the churches, 1 Corinthians 14, 34 and 35. And if we don't abide in that, in the doctrine of Christ, we do not have God. We can't be saved. send me an email, BibleCrossfire@email.com.